Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Mark Melusis in for Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, of course. You Better You Bet, a Friday edition. Nick is off. We'll be back with Ken on Monday. And been talking a little bit about Euro 2020. We'll get into that here momentarily, Kenny. But do we have an update between Nadal and Djokovic out in the French?
Did we time this well or what? This was perfect. Djokovic literally just won the match right now. So won that third set that you and I blasted an update. It was 1-1 going to the tiebreaker in the third. Djokovic, Nadal apparently had a very terrible missed opportunity in the tiebreak, which could have kind of swung the momentum in his favor. Djokovic ends up winning the tiebreak. And then in the fourth set, Nadal really kind of comes apart. So Djokovic wins 6-2 in the fourth. The over in the number of games, I believe, hit. I think it was like in the mid to high 30s, basically. I was talking to a couple of people before. So I remember I put out that tweet, and every single – this is – sometimes
everyone said Nadal and it was Joker.
It's so funny. Sometimes this stuff's so funny where like every person is just like, it's Nadal for here's my lungs. Like it has to be Nadal. It's the French Open. And it's like, or it's Djokovic in four sets, or it's actually doesn't even go to a fifth. And Djokovic, who was more than a 2-1 dog, ends up advancing to the final to play Tsitsipas, which should be a really fun match. I have no concept of what tennis markets are like, so I would imagine Djokovic is maybe a tiny favorite in the match would be my guess because he beat Nadal. Maybe he's a bigger favorite than that. I would imagine he's favored. Just like
I would think
this is just common sense, I guess. But I've watched almost none of the French Open. I will not guess. But just interesting that we came on the air and I said great outdoor sports going on right now. Italy ends up winning the opening match 3-0 against Turkey. And we'll talk about Euro in a second. And Nadal, the king of clay. The guy who's won the French Open literally more than any other tennis player in history, the most dominant player on any surface at any venue in the history of tennis. And he is out prior to the final, which is pretty wild. Yeah.
Now give a shout out. Who responded, Ken, that said they like Joker?
So Drew Dinsick, Whale Capper, who we have on the show all the time. Friend of the show, obviously deep dive.
Give a shout out to Whale Capper.
Our friend Andy Modeler as well. Yeah, I one of the first pods I ever did in the sports betting space. So when I was still working at ESPN, even I think this was before I quit, I like went on their deep dive pod. This was been like 2017, like 2018. So I've known those guys forever. And Whale, big friend of the show, Andy, they come on the show all the time. And Whale, big tennis guy. So he was like, he said Joker in five and bet the over in games, which, and I believe it. I mean, I honestly don't know what it was pre-match, but everybody says it hit. So I'm guessing it hit. And, but it was just funny that went very counter to the groupthink, which was, oh, Nadal, like not even close. It's Nadal at the French Open and Djokovic, still can't hang with him or whatever. And that was proven incorrect, basically, by the result that we saw. So, Whale, if you're listening, and he listens to the show all the time, congratulations. And he has a future on both those guys to win the tournament, actually, to Tsitsipas and Djokovic. So he's good. He's just in. This is what I'm hoping for in the Euro. If I get Italy, who, by the way, like long-term futures-wise, that's a good opening match for those of us holding Italy futures. Let's win Group A, please, and get a good draw in the round of 16. But I'm hoping for that with Italy and Belgium in Euro. Where can I get those two? I don't even know if that works out in the bracket. Can I get the two of them playing in a final? Maybe, where you just win. It's kind of nice to have a final of a sport where, like, imagine if you had Nets futures and Suns futures, and they just play in the play or Nets and Clippers.
They like, you the, can't lose. Like, it's the you can't lose.
I like how I just disrespected Utah. I said Nets, Suns, and Nets, Clippers. That's what
right.
And congratulations. I am going to disrespect Utah. I'm going to bet against them a lot going forward here after betting on them for the first couple games. But should be a fun final this weekend in the French Open. Women's final, obviously, tomorrow as well. And then Euro all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. And we go for a month on that tournament. It's going to be great. By the time we're done with Euro, Moose, I think definitely after July 4th, and I think Hard Knocks starts like 2 weeks later, literally, like after like the Euro ends. It's like wild.
Just and we're going to be absolutely back into, crazy. We're going to be back right into football right. season. When you look at the soccer, and I'm not going to pretend, Ken, because you know I'm not a soccer
guy. No, I don't either. Guy, don't right? worry. Don't
so,
worry.
So yeah, I'm not. Right. I mean, and you've got wall to wall matches. I'm going to watch because I think it's a pretty cool event, right? And I might look at those that are a little bit more locked in, knowledgeable on it. You mentioned that you've got Belgium futures. You mentioned that you've got Italy futures in this tournament. But, I mean, you've got wall-to-wall soccer this weekend. I mean, you've got three games Saturday, three games Sunday, Netherlands in action, England in action, Belgium in action. I mean, it should be a fun weekend for the international soccer fan this weekend when you look at Euro 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a couple things for people that are going to watch soccer this weekend. And the futures market, so to win the tournament, to be leading goal scorer in the tournament, these are things that we'll constantly be updating every single day as we get more results, more goals are scored, more clarity on how teams are progressing going forward. These markets generally open every single day overnight, and it's really fun to bet into most goals in the World Cup, especially Golden Boot. It's really fun, like after one of the match days where every group has played a match, to be like, all right, where do we stand right now, right? Who has the most goals? What do I want to bet on? A couple things to kind of keep in mind. So with top goal scorer, we'll do that first. Obviously, Italy put up three today. I believe the second and third were split evenly. I didn't see the goal scorers on them. I know the first one was an own goal by Turkey, so obviously don't have to worry about that one counting against you. Just always keep in mind with because somebody will, like somebody in the first day, first day of group play, or once every group has played two matches, somebody will have like a hat trick or, whatever. So Ciro Immobile and then Insigne had the two goals today for Italy.
Nice job.
So two different things. Well, I mean, they're like pretty well-known players. Insigne's first name, it's like Lorenzo Insigne. I don't know. This is why I don't follow international soccer. But anyway, Tyler says, yeah, so apparently I got it right. Awesome. I'd literally do like a week of research leading up to the start of the tournament, put in a ton of pre-tournament bets, and then kind of sweat them throughout. And Italy to win the Euro is one of the bets that we're sweating on this show. Nick and I both have Italy to win the tournament. But with goal scorer, just always have that, like, don't have recency bias. Like, if some random player for, especially like a midfielder or like not a prime goal scorer for even like a large country. So let's say, or a contender for the tournament, let's say like, Mats Hummels, who's a defender for Germany, let's say he has like two header goals in their first match or something, and he's leading, like he will obviously climb up the market to be top goal scorer in the tournament. And you always have to kind of keep in mind like two things, right? Like what are opportunities going to be going forward? What is generally a number of goals that wins the award? And is this a team that is likely to play the maximum number of matches? So kind of those three things in combination. We'll do the last one first. Maximum number of matches means if you're betting on somebody to be the top goal scorer in the tournament, you really want them to be a semifinalist. Why do you want them to be a semifinalist? Because at that point, they will play the maximum number of matches. They will play in the final. Or they will play in the third place game, which is actually even better because the third place game tends to be way more wide open as long as they start, as long as they play. And sometimes you get weird starting lineups in that game as well because it's an exhibition. It's irrelevant. Nobody cares really about coming in third, or they don't care enough to play defense. But you want max number of matches. So, always kind of keep in the back of your head, like, which countries now as we get more results, who seems more likely to play the max number of matches? Because if you're sitting on a guy with four goals or five goals, and I think Griezmann had the most goals last Euro 5 years ago, I believe he had six. And I'm sure there were people who were sitting on four goals and five goals players. And, France keeps playing, right? And France is just opportunity. What's the opportunity like for that player, right? So are they somebody who starts regularly? Are they somebody who has a lot of opportunity? But then also, is their team going to play the maximum number of games? So even if we get these crazy results, like let's say, a midfielder for like Christian Eriksen for Denmark, I think would be a good example. Like if he has two or three goals in one of their opening matches, like Denmark is, although I want them to advance very far in the tournament, like he's not going to generally score the most goals on the team, and they're probably not going to go to the semifinals, even though I hope they do. There are all these kinds of Lewandowski for Poland, like perfect example of a guy who could go nuts in one game, is the best goal scorer in the world. But is it likely that he can get to six or seven, or, kind of the typical number it takes to win the award? Is his team going to play in the maximum number of matches? very rarely. So just as the boards change, and they will change as a result of who just scored goals, basically. That's like almost all... It'll be a combination of that. It will not be done very intelligently. It'll be a combination of that and the pre-tournament favorites to win the award. It'll be kind of mishmashed together. So there's a way to kind of parse through it and really kind of make educated decisions. So we'll kind of start with that. That'll be point number one. Point number two, as you watch through the weekend, I think something really interesting could potentially develop where... what if home field advantage ends up being 100 times more significant than we thought? There are going to be very bizarre travel situations that start to come up, passing through countries, ton of travel to go from your first group match to your second group match, whereas somebody else, one country might just be sitting at home, and then you come in exhausted and have to play them after a European season in which so many players played so many matches. Think about the NBA regular season, all that fatigue, all those injuries. That was European soccer, too. That was those domestic leagues. Those guys are all just as gassed as these guys are in the NBA playoffs, or as they were at the end of the NBA regular season. Okay, where would that come into play? Well, Italy plays all three of their matches in Rome at that stadium that they played at today. Stadio Olimpico, I think is what it's called. Yep. And Italy plays all three there. What if you're a country like Turkey, for example, their opponent, like now you're traveling back and forth for your match. What if we kind of, can we get an inkling as to the fact that maybe home field event, like Turkey was an excellent team for several months in qualification, in some of the friendlies that they played leading up to this tournament. This was an F-minus performance for them. What if home field advantage is actually so much stronger than we thought? And it's because we've never had a Euro where so many different countries were hosting matches. We've never had this dynamic before. When we have something new, think about like no fans at NFL games. What happened? Well, the scoring went absolutely crazy, went haywire. Okay, well, what happens if there's no home? What if happens if there's no neutral site host nation for a Euro tournament? Well, maybe an opportunity for something different. Is it worth, as we start to gather more evidence, like, do you start to favor the home teams a little bit more in some of these situations? So know where the matches are taking place, know when these teams are in these ideal rest travel spots, right? And you know, should they be favorites in the market? Like, Italy didn't just win 3-0. Italy steamrolled Turkey today. Like, they were by light years the better team. That was not like an accidental. It wasn't like, oh, well, they got a penalty and it was a bad call. And then, you know, then Turkey was chasing the game and it was on a counter deck. No. This was a dump truck. Sort of one data point of evidence, and you're never going to have that much because then the tournament's over, then maybe just home field advantage is really, really significant. So where are these games taking place? I can tell you that even as this match was going on and Italy was playing very well, and these aren't necessarily correlated, but just a fun note, the primetime match tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, Belgium and Russia are playing. Belgium is the number one team in the world from a ranking perspective, although they're not the favorite to win the tournament. I think everyone would agree France is kind of a quote-unquote better. But Belgium's the number one ranked team right now. It came in third in the World Cup, have a ton of talent, etc. They are playing Russia, who, just forget where the match is taking place for a second. Russia, a country known to bend the rules in every imaginable way possible. Blood doping, steroids, cheating, bribery, extortion.
They're murder. Plus 370, by the way.
Steam has started coming in on this match. Would it surprise you that the match is taking place in Russia? And Russia has started taking a pretty good amount of money in this match. And now I'm like, oh boy, like, what are we going to see in this? So there's a part of me that's kind of, not that the fix is in, although it could be, but not that the fix is in, like, it's more... You know, are people responding to what we're seeing, which is the idea that in this tournament, we've never seen anything like this. Should we be weighting the home field of the team that is hosting the match so much more than we even are already? After Italy's performance today, we'll see how Russia plays tomorrow. They're a team that likes to kind of bend but don't break, like basically just don't allow any goals. Let's try to win 0-0. I would assume that's their strategy tomorrow. Good luck. And we'll kind of see what happens, but that there will start to get more and more matches where teams are kind of hosting and everything. So I think that is very interesting as well. So kind of two points to take with us as we go through the weekend. And then the third, which I think the next time you and I do the show, I'll get into it a little bit more, but the motivation of the team involved as we get to the third match day of the group. So when you played your first two matches and you'll play your third, what do you need? I think teams, and England would be a perfect example of this when we get there. It may end up not being in England's best interest to win their group, because I believe if they win their group, they get the third place finisher from the group of death, which is Portugal, France, and Germany in the knockout round. And coming in second, they actually get somebody easier. So it's actually like in their interest to lose at the end. And England in the World Cup, England is a team that has been known to, they're like the Clippers, basically, right? Like, what do we need? Who do we want? let's rig the game to make that happen. When we get there, and you and I can talk about this a little bit more next week or maybe the week after when we have more clarity, that'll be a consideration as well. Like, is the team aware of what they need? Do we think that they would essentially throw a match to get placed in a certain spot to have a better chance to win? So a couple, just some big picture stuff to think about. It's going to be a really fun tournament. Today's match was great. I don't bet single matches. I'm not some expert at that, but just things that I'm keeping in mind as we start to bet this tournament: home field, not getting too recency biased with the goal scorers from the previous day or the previous couple days, and then motivations for each team once we get into match day three from the group. So just a couple things to kind of, some appetizers, if you will, as we go through the Euro and we have three matches tomorrow.
Fantastic. Great job, Ken. One last one before we go to break here. You sure. mentioned you bet Italy and Belgium futures.
Those
any
are my two.
Any yep. what any other futures you made in terms of team success trying to win it?
I did. Yeah, we gave out, so would recommend people listen to that pod for sure. Gave out 16 bets. Can't really list them all right now, but I think Germany, from a player standpoint, is extremely interesting. I think if you can solve Germany, who's going to play well for them, that's where the value is in the player-driven markets. So player of the tournament, top goal scorer. I like Thomas Müller at crazy prices to kind of achieve some of those things.
It's a Friday edition of You Better, You Bet. Mark Melusis in for Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, of course. You Better, You Bet. BetQL Audio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.